Ask Fort Lauderdale residents to describe Sistrunk Boulevard, and this is what you hear.
Low income.
It's a bad neighborhood.
Well, it has a history of being a blighted area. It has a history of being a focal point of crime.
But also this.
They clean it up a lot, though. Now it's livable.
The place where Sistrunk Boulevard ends and becomes simply Northeast 6th Street lies near the traditional dividing line for many major cities, the railroad tracks. During segregation, blacks lived west of the tracks and were forbidden from crossing over to the east side after dark. The boulevard was named in honor of Dr. James Sistrunk, a black physician who helped establish Broward County's first African-American hospital in 1938.
I don't want this to become an issue of divide between one race and another race.
Commissioner Bobby DuBose represents District 3, a predominantly African-American area of Fort Lauderdale. He's in favor of a proposal to extend the Sistrunk name through Flagler Village, where more white residents have been moving in. But the whole idea isn't sitting well with many Flagler Village residents, including Andrew Beyer.
There are just certain neighborhoods people don't want to go walk in or don't want to be in. Whether it's a racial thing or not, I have absolutely no idea. But what I do know is that there's a negative connotation and people don't want it.
After desegregation, Sistrunk Boulevard steadily declined from the once vibrant main street of the city's black community to a blighted area plagued by drugs and crime. In time, Sistrunk started carrying the same stigma as another street name found in virtually every major city in America. The stereotype was famously lampooned by comedian Chris Rock.
You know what's so sad, man? You know what's wild? Martin Luther King stood for nonviolence. Now what's Martin Luther King? A street. And I don't give a f***, where you in America? If you're on Martin Luther King Boulevard, there's some violence going down.
But in recent years, Sistrunk Boulevard has been developing a whole new look, thanks to a $15 million revitalization project. The improvements include upgraded sidewalks and landscaping and retro-style streetlights. Tricia Biaggi lives near the Sistrunk corridor and says she sees a big change.
They're putting up like apartments and townhouses and condos, and they have like a home for elderly senior citizen, and that wasn't there before.
DuBose says part of the economic improvement plan for the corridor included extending the Sistrunk name all the way to the city's well-traveled stretch of Federal Highway.
Federal is a major artery within the city, and if an individual is looking for Sistrunk and they're on Federal, there's nothing that says this is Sistrunk.
But last year, street signs identifying Northeast 6th Street as Sistrunk Boulevard were put up, then quickly taken down after complaints from Flagler Village residents. Commissioner Dean Trentalis represents Flagler Village, and he recommends tabling the matter for a few years.
This is not a racial issue. This has to do with people's association of a name with a condition. And if repaving a street and adding new sidewalks and bike lanes is considered enough to rehabilitate a name, then the neighborhood will have to make that decision.
A compromise that would have placed both street names on the signs was recently voted down by Flagler Village residents. Meanwhile, the issue is still being debated by the Fort Lauderdale City Commission. I'm Christine DiMattei.